before we get started. We're about to say Slichot for Tanit Esther. You can take the time to find it in your Sidur, somewhere near the back, in the section on Slichot. As you'll notice, when you find it, there's the opening is for Tanit Esther specifically, and then halfway through we'll shift to the general conclusion for Slichot for all fast days. If you have English in your Sidur, that's fantastic. In order to follow along some of the piyutim, which are hard to follow along with. If not, see which of your friends has as well. To make sure that we can have a meaningful tefillah experience. There's a question as to why we fast on Tanit Esther. There are two possibilities. Either the fasting and praying that happened by Esther and the rest of the Jewish people before Esther asks Achashverosh to annul the decree, or alternately for the fasting and praying that happens once the Jews stand up against those who wish for their destruction on the 13th of Adar. And what's striking is that whichever one it is, it doesn't say anywhere that the Jews prayed. It doesn't say in the Megillah the Jews prayed. It doesn't say we're supposed to learn from Moshe, from Amalek. It doesn't say that Moshe prayed. We have all these stories that we're supposed to commemorate today on this day of praying, but there's no praying in the stories. And yet Chazal presume that these are days of fasting and praying. It must be because Chazal presume that when Jews are in crisis, there's just nothing else we're going to do. It is our only recourse when we are stuck, when we're pushed up against a wall, when we're afraid, the only thing we could possibly do is say a tefillah. There's no question that that's where we are right now. Even if we're focusing just on the matzav now, and all the pieces, all the expressions of mercy that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. There are still soldiers on the front lines. There are people still serving down south and up north. There are displaced families who are still waiting to get back to their homes. Their kids their kids started their school year months in delay, and we're yet to see what the long-term implications will be for their education and their employment later on in life. There are over 1,000 families in Avilut still from the 7th. The trauma centers in this country are overwhelmed from people not only from the 7th, but also soldiers coming back from the front lines, and there aren't enough professionals to offer treatment. There are restaurants and small businesses that still have not been able to recover from the losses of the past few months. There are 134 hostages, the number of whom are alive is unknown, but only shrinking. There are families who have lost loved ones. I'm thinking of my own friends, Zacharia and Ari, each of whom left behind a wife and 3 children who are still in the process of putting their lives together while their remains lie on Har Herzl. My friend Yonatan from Kollel has been in the hospital for 2 months. He's still on life support and is up to the fate of heaven whether he'll come off of it. And maybe if we still have a little bit more room in our hearts for prayer for the children in Gaza who are too young to take a side in this fight between Israel and Hamas but are not too young to starve or to be maimed or to be lost in the rubble. We're going to say the Yud Gimli Do Rachamim, the 13 attributes of Hashem's mercy, 4 times in Slichot, and it feels repetitive until you look at the world in which you live, and it's not nearly enough. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to say Tefillah. If you have it in you to read some piyutim in Hebrew, that's great. If you want to follow along in English, also great. And if you can only bring yourself to pray from the heart, as Mishnah says about Taniyot, Ki'u levavchem v'al bigdeichem, that it's the experience of the heart and the way that we turn to Hashem in our own words that makes all the difference, then that too. If you're struggling to figure out how to go through Slichot, I encourage you to focus on the latter half of Slichot, which we say not only for Tanit Esther, but for all fast days. The Hebrew is a little easier. It's a little easier to follow along with. But even whether you're with us in the text, you're saying the 13 attributes of mercy, whether you're praying from your own heart, we need to join Klal Yisrael in this moment to pray for everything that needs prayers. It's the only thing that we know what to do when we're in trouble.